six, which is open to the public. Are there any comments regarding item number eight, the consent agenda items? Item number seven is an ordinance on first reading to exceed municipal budget appropriation and establish cap bank. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that the ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2018 Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, being hereby adopted on first reading. That be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. for Baron Times at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 425 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 27th day of February 2018. Be it further resolved, a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. Thank you. This item passes on first reading. Item number eight, the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to move from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Can I have a motion, please?
Offer.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
$486.14. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $963,776.69. Total general appropriations, $68,831,268.96. Less anticipated revenues other than current property tax, $20,542,552. Difference in that to be made by taxes for support of municipal budget, of local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes, $45,967,607.96. $321,109. Notice is hereby given that the budget and tax resolution is before the Township Council, February 6, 2018. A hearing on the budget and tax resolution will be held at on March 13, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Madam Council President, if I may, I want to thank the department and division heads for helping working on this budget, as well as the Council Finance Committee. All the
notes,
the largest drop in this tax rate, probably the additional 5% drop, as well as the newspaper count cents to 9 cents drop. So a lot of this is attributed to all the hard work that we've done over the last 5 to 6 years of economic development within the town to get some of these companies moved back in to the economic crisis that we faced back in 2008 in our community. And we're continuing working down that path, which is bringing in additional revenues for all entities of government within the town so that we can continue to make our town affordable for the living. Unlike what's going on down in Washington where that tax bill that was passed and signed into law now, even though at the local level they're trying to do our best to help the taxpayers out, but some folks are going to see an increase in their income tax rate because of the non-reductions now for not going to be able to do on the federal income tax. So the trade-offs, at least we're trying to do our best in that regard. And they just can't provide a lot of services to the community that they've been trying to enjoy over the years.
Thank you. Item number 10, are there any announcements or comments from officials of this time? Councilman Green?
Yes. I don't know if you know the
Okay.
And if you get an opportunity, come on up. It will be a tad different.
Okay, Council, will you go back in?
So that's my husband's birthday, maybe we'll combine and celebrate there. I would just like to also thank Daniel Lindsay, who I know has been many hours on the budget, and thank him for his hard work. Every year he does this, and I think he puts in a lot of hours throughout the entire year, not just at this.
Councilman Crowe?
I'm on the Finance Committee. I'm currently the chair. I've been on the Finance Committee on and off for a long time. And if you want to thank Daniel, this is the remarkable budget. I cannot look at it. I don't know when the town had a 9% drop in the tax rate. Never in my time, the mayor's been on. Involved more government longer than me. No one doing that. And that's a combination of good budgeting and an excellent CFO for a long time and good money management, but also economic development, as the mayor mentioned. A combination of the drop in the tax rate and the increase in jobs in town show for it. So I'm really pleased. As the mayor pointed out, in 2008, I can remember a budget. Putting the budget together, it's been a lot of long nights, but now I'm not going to do it. So we've come a long way from there. So I'm really happy that we're able to either do the rate.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lombardi?
Well, Steve, in working with the Alana Finance Committee, he's always pushing, can we put it down another cent? Can we get it down another cent? So I would assume that you're very happy with this, and I too would like to thank everybody who came together to work on this budget for the 2018 year. I would also like to offer my congratulations to Piscataway's Earl Malcolm Jenkins on his Super Bowl victory.
Thank you. Council Mayor? Mayor? Two more business officials? Council?
No.
And again, I just want to echo the sentiments of my fellow council colleagues that we're happy to see a decrease in the budget. At this point, I'd like to open it to the public for any comments or questions from the public. Also, please state your name and address. We have a few minutes in which to speak.
Sure. You
don't
want to go first?
No,
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And I wanted to come and put on the record my disappointment in the last action by the council to address the free speech rights of Piscataway's residents. It's equally disturbing the failure of all of you to do anything to advance protection for our undocumented residents. As you recall, and the video if you don't, Township Attorney assured the ACLU and the public and myself that you would not enforce the unlawful ordinance in the city of Haven, which we're glad to see you're not enforcing that portion. But as you're aware, it's not sufficient simply to ignore the unlawful ordinance. You actually have to repeal it, and any changes that need to be made in the ordinance ought to also include the pieces about the informal conferences that include the very questionable, as well as the free powers that the ordinance gives City Council President than any other City Council President. There's no legal standard that permits informal conferences under the Open Public Meetings Act. If more than three of you meet and discuss council business of any kind at any time, you need to provide public notice under the Open Public Meetings Act. Yet your ordinance allows you to do that, even though it's just prevented the Open Public Meetings Act. So when you get around to reconfiguring your ordinance, you need to address that as well. There's simply no reason to have a provision in an ordinance like that that seeks to circumvent the sunshine laws unless you have something to hide. And maybe you want to hide because you don't seem to have very much to show for your actions. You've been aware for nearly a month that this ordinance needs to be addressed, and we haven't seen anything. No committee hearings, no public input sessions, no resolutions, literally nothing. And nothing's happened in response to a bunch of us, many of us, about 200 people signing petitions asking you to take steps to protect your undocumented residents here in Piscataway. ICE is literally pulling people off the streets in McCutcheon and in Highland Park, and we've come and asked you to do something, and you have done nothing but pay lip service. You all sat around here and talked about how you thought it was a great idea and get right on it, and that was September. So no committee meetings to discuss it, no proposed policies, no input sessions from the public. Literally, nothing has happened. And that seems to be the MO here. Nothing happens until residents make you do something. It's great that you've passed an ordinance and considering one to get truck traffic off of River Road near your own home, a mere 18 years after it was proposed. But you're not doing anything to stop the truck traffic that will be on the other side of the Heights from the GE warehouse redevelopment that you allow to happen. Even if you resolve that situation, and many of the folks that you do, it's only because many concerned residents came here and urged you to act. I'm a Massachusetts native, but not a Patriots fan. I think everybody would benefit from listening to their motto just the same. We need you to do your job. It's unclear why you're here, if you're collecting salaries from taxpayers, if you won't act on the pressing issues that face our community. We're watching and we're waiting, and so far, like many Patriots fans, we're pretty disappointed in the job. Thank you, Mr.
Just want to update the council on all that. We have actually this week, a couple days ago, we did draft a final revision on it, and we'll have that for the council to review and discussion. Yeah, we have been proceeding on it.
Can you make that public when you do it? Before
yes,
you do it?
Yes, of course. We can make it public. No, no.
The fact that resolutions aren't available when you're voting on them?
When there's legal review and work, you know, we'll provide you a completed copy. But when it's work product right now, as we're drafting it, we're not going to release, you know, our initial draft until even before the council.
So, Ms. Berger, if you could just have a seat.
I just have a quick question. I just want to know why it's not possible for you to provide copies of the resolution to the people at the meeting and on the website.
So, just so the people kind of understand what happens, so everyone has 3 minutes in which you speak. You can come up, speak your name and address, and then you can either stand for your 3 minutes or if you want, or have a seat. But once the council has an opportunity to comment, they will move forward with the next person.
Also, Ms. Berger, I just want to update you. You said that there'd be no update on the formal conferences. I think you made an open request asking for any information on them. There has been none, and I think the clerk's office notified you that there was none.
That's not the issue. The issue is that your municipal ordinance allows you to do that.
I'm just updating you on your request. That's why. And the ordinance will provide, you know, we'll be working on all the other issues that you discussed. We have been working on.
Is there anyone else in the public that would like to speak? If so, please state your name and your address, and you also have 3 minutes to speak.
On March the 13th, this is a budget report for consideration.
Yes, Mr. Aikens.
Okay. On item SS Sierra Tiva Tango, I see there's two different contract numbers. One is for walk-in purposes, Home Depot and Lowe's. Two different numbers. Can you elaborate on that?
This is one of the repairs we do over at the Sterling Village come up as a toilet panel or something. So what we do is we open the account at Lowe's, the Home Depot, one of the places we normally have that we have before you can go in and buy it and make the repairs.
I see two different amounts.
Yeah, we generally buy more from Home Depot than Lowe's, so we spend more at Home Depot. As it is, and it makes me to be a not in my backyard situation. So I
I'd much prefer to see that track record greater naturally instead of by force.
Thank you. You don't need to go on it. Okay. Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions on the public at this time? Please state your name and address. Okay. At this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. So I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. We will move forward to the agenda meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Neal, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Kahn?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aron?
Here.
Mrs. McCall?
Yes. Can you please stand for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, which is an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 3-26, idling of vehicles, truck idling restrictions, which is open to the public. Are there any comments or questions at this time regarding this ordinance?
I want to say that.
Item number 6, which is an ordinance on second reading, is the acquisition of certain lands for the expansion of Crossing Town Park, which will also be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 7 is a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract number 79875, Industrial MRO Supplies and Equipment, W.W. Granger, Inc., which is not to exceed $25,000. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 8 is a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract number 79167, OEM, Automotive Parts and Accessories for Light Duty Vehicles, not to exceed $55,000. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 9, a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract number 82527 and number 852528, tires, tubes, and services, custom bidding, not to exceed $55,000. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract number 42074, automotive parts for heavy duty vehicles, Campbell Freightliner, LLC, which is not to exceed $25,000. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 11, resolution authorizing extension of contract for 4 months, janitorial services, all clean building services, which is not to exceed $24,460. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing award of contract, second year option for 2017-2018, landscape maintenance of township property, Green Leaf Landscape Systems and Services, which is not to exceed $236,910. Are there any comments or questions at this time?
Just a quick question. This will include all the park area, or the park house?
Any other comments or questions at this time? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing change order number 1 for Town Hall HVAC Design and Construction Management Renovations, TMC Associates, not to exceed $4,000. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 14, a resolution authorizing return of Soil Erosion Landscape Fund, HNC Associates, Incorporated, Block 7401, Lot 2.01, 434 Hills Lane. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 15, which is a resolution authorizing release of performing security and cash loans for Lake Nelson SDA School, Block South Landoville Road. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 16, a resolution authorizing a award of contract for 2018-2019 Beast Control Services for Beast Chasers, LLC, which is not to exceed $21,780. This is for 2018 and $22,000. $22,220 for 2019. Are there any comments or questions?
All the ones where we have the ball fields, the baseball fields, that nature, the parks, Riverside, Columbus, Galvani Game, part of Quiver Town.
Could it be Kaline also, since it has a field there, or no?
There's several of them that we need to do that.
Okay. Item number 17, which is a resolution authorizing refund of payment to pay for 2018 landlord, the identity registration fee, which is $100, from Robert Cato. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 18, a resolution authorizing professional engineering design services with the Skyway Community Center Project, Ryo Engineering Associates, LLC, not to exceed $39,040. Any comments or questions at this time?
Okay.
No problem. Item number 19, a resolution. Well, I'm sorry, were there any comments or questions on that? Okay. Item number 19, a resolution authorizing professional architectural historical preservation and engineering services for the Mettler Bodine Museum Loop and Poetry Fairs, Conley and Dickey, not to exceed $450. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 20, a resolution authorizing award of contract, which is a 2-year contract for 2017-2018, HVAC maintenance, air systems maintenance, which is not to exceed $99,713. Any comments or questions? Item number 21 is a motion to accept the minutes of regular and agenda meetings for December 12, 2017. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Are there any announcements or comments from officials at this time? Councilman Boyd?
Council President, the one of the items just brought to mind about Mettler Bodine and how in the springtime they'll have their largest fundraiser, and it's a gem that we have here in Piscataway, that our town is where the first 4th of July was celebrated with General Washington, and we have Mettler Bodine, it belongs to the taxpayers. So as we get closer to that date, I expect that I will be advocating for residents to come out and support the Bodine for their auction dinner this week.
Thank you. Councilman Hunt? Councilman O'Brien?
Not at this time, thank you.
Councilman Kapil Shaw? Councilman Nguyen?
No problem.
Mayor? Tim? Council? I don't have any comments or questions at this time, but at this time we'll open to the public. So, Ms. Amy, you had a question. So, you can come to the podium, please, and state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Hi, Laura Lewis. I live at 102 Possum, Stratton Street South in the Possum Town Center. Very excited to see that there is a resolution addressing what many, many residents have been waiting for a very long time, which is some movement on the Piscataway Community Center project. I'm wondering where, if I can get a little bit of history, because I know this project's been on the books and in discussion for a very long time. We're putting aside $39,000 for an engineering of what do we have planned from the last time we opened this up. What is the history? Where's the spending? Where's that record keeping? Where's the plan? These are all the kinds of questions that, as a citizen of this township, I'm sure you hear and I know I've heard.
Definitely. So if you would like to see the plan, you're welcome, right, to come up to right. You can come up to the mayor's office and see them. So, and there was township input from when did that piece happen for the center?
and what are they going to be doing with this $39,000?
This is to finish out the site work. But what most folks don't know, there's already been, through the State Department of Transportation, about $4 million worth of site work already completed out there. The road network, also all the utilities have been stubbed out for the building, also fiber optic conduits, everything of that nature, stormwater management. This is basically for the engineering. The design plans are roughly about 90% complete. And we'll be completing them out shortly, hopefully by June.
Awesome, Mr. Mayor. So we really couldn't build anything until this Route 18 project was completed, because the agreement that we had many, many years ago with the Department of Transportation, they were going to do the infrastructure work for us, which saved the mayor, I guess, about $4 or $5 million in cost. We don't see some of that because it's below the ground, the road is in, and so on and so forth. It also took a long time to get the financing in place. Some of the issues related to the budget we talked about before, long time to get the money in place to be able to build it. Plans are terrific, and you're welcome to go take a look at it.
So just to clarify, this $39,000 is our portion of finishing up the site work? Or this $39,000 is for the plans that they created for us?
No, this is to complete the engineering work for the site work.
Right, so it's our portion of what you're saying other entities provided for us. This is our piece to pay for those,
right,
finishing up.
Ready to bid. A good part of this is that we're prepared to bid document with the site work.
And the,
site ready to build up.
And the plan that's in the mayor's office for us to look at, that was created with input from your committee, or you met with folks around town, or with a plan for this plan that's in the mayor's office?
This is input that was taken over the last 3 to 4 years, also working in conjunction with the National YMCA, on what their needs would be in order to operate and the design. And this is through actually interview that was done on Foursquare Marketing. By the YMCA.
So we have a commitment from the YMCA that this is going to be a site for us in Piscataway?
If I may, it's owned by the township. There is no commitment from the Y yet. We're still working with the Y National on this, but about operating it. It is a township government building, but it would be, in theory, they would be the people that would be operating.
So we would like subcontract to them, kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Sure, you see, that's no problem.
Are there any other comments or questions at this point from the council?
The question is whether or not the product that you're developing to replace that ordinance continues to include the permission of an informal conference. Can you tell me whether, or from someone on the council, tell me whether or not in your ordinance, I'm talking about in your ordinance, you have a clause that allows you to have an informal conference so long as it does not conflict with the Open Public Meetings Act. There's no way to have an informal conference that does not conflict with the Open Public Meeting Act. So what I'm asking, if I can finish, because I have 3 minutes,
I'm trying to understand what you are talking about.
I'm talking about the ordinance that you adopted.
I was at a conference with the mayor and with Daniel. You saying that the informal conference that I...
Well, the mayor's not a member of the conference. The staff person... I'm saying that if three of the members of the council have a conference of any kind to discuss business of the council, if you, Councilwoman Lombardi, and Councilman Shaw were at Applebee's and you were talking about something that was related to this matter before the council, that needs to actually be an Open Public Meetings Act that would be noticed. Council President, may I?
Hold on, Mark. Yeah, go ahead. You have about another minute or so.
So my question is, in the production of the new ordinance, which I'm very happy to hear that you're undertaking, does that informal conference, is that informal conference provision stricken? Because there's no need, there either you have a formal meeting or you don't. There's no, it's like being pregnant. There's no in between.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I got your question. Okay, so council or council.
So the council always complies with the Open Public Meetings Act. They never have not. The language in the ordinance is probably 10 years old, if not more. Where we are cleaning up the language of the ordinances to make sure that there's no interpretation that it could be conflicting with the state statutes.
It will be
part of our considerations of going through revisions right now. So
okay, and will you be having a meeting to discuss the revisions before it comes to the council as a draft resolution? Like many other municipalities have committee meetings where they invite the public to see the work product before it gets to the council.
I mean, if we did that for every ordinance,
is there a committee that would be referred to? Do you all have a committee that would go to?
As attorneys, we have a draft ordinance. We present to the council for their comments back to me. And from there, I'm sure the council may offer it out to the public when it's in that final draft for public comment if necessary. But that's the council's decision at this point. We're still.
Wait a minute. I understand that you're not a member of the council and that you're providing legal.
Okay, so I'm gonna close this. So at this point, I think our council is working on it, and we'll get back to you in terms of what our decision.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Okay. At this point, I'd like. Oh, sorry, Ms. Hayes.
Thank you, Valerie. On item number, there was an extension of service for four months.
Yes.
Three questions. What was the initial cost of the downtown services, and when did it start? When is it supposed to end? And three, why the extension? Are they doing additional work or what?
It started last year. It was supposed to be for a year. We put it out to bid in December, and we had some issues with companies that are bidding on it. So we're working with public attorneys to resolve those issues, and we continued then until we resolved the issues, and we worked with business leaders. We prorated their yearly bid into monthly and half in 3 months.
What was the yearly salary for the
$24,000,
so roughly $100,000. So the $24,000, is this the same contractor or is this another contractor?
It's the same contractor. We just extended our contract for an additional quarter while we work out the bidding issues.
Okay. When does this contract end since it started last year? I don't know, 17? Okay, what happens after that? You go off the bid again?
We went out to bid last year. We received several bids. We have conflict with some of the bids with the vendors not interpreting things correctly. So we're trying to resolve those conflicts instead of going out to bid again. And when the attorneys are comfortable, we'll award bids to one of those vendors.
In the event that it exceeds this 3 or 4 months, what would we do? Extend it again?
But what happened, I guess, to say that you got behind that you had to extend it? Conflict with language?
The bidders did not clarify what they were going to do for what they did. So we're trying to work through the resolution of the bidders. We're going to do the council position of the bidders.
But it was initially approved, correct?
This was approved over a year ago.
Okay. Item number 13. What was the initial cost what is the change order one? What does that consist of?
The initial cost was $92,500, and we realized that there's an issue with this building and another one of our buildings with lightning protection. This building doesn't have complete lightning protection, so we're having them include lightning protection. So what they're looking at is an additional $4,000.
Is this the only building that you're referring to? Senior citizen, police station, this is the only building?
We're working here at the CPW building in the future.
So that $4,000 would cover all of this, looking into that, is that correct?
Yes, additional engineering phase.
So Mr. Akins, I have, but did you have any other questions? Because I want to be fair to everybody, so I don't know if
I'm quick, so
I'm being quick enough question minutes here.
Okay.
I'm
quick.
You
protect
Council
I know.
Item number 20. Air system maintenance that not to exceed 99. I know it's the resolution. Is this for the whole complex, police station, municipal court?
It's for all of our municipal buildings. Senior building, Utopia, public safety, municipal building, the two libraries, fire training grounds, recreation building, fire station building, office of work to management building, Little League building, and Sterling building. It's all covered by this.
You're welcome, Mr. Akins.
Okay.
Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Good evening. My name is Fred White. I live at 607 Parkway.
Good evening, Mr. White.
Actually, I've got a couple of different questions. Is there anything happening with the idea of turning around the Penford Group building so that the phase centennial or the done deal that they're going to be right up against the residents?
So
we met with the developer last week and called it the day it was, and we had a discussion with them about doing several different modifications to the site, and they need to do some engineering research. Factors on cost, and I can discuss some of these different modifications with their lender that we have a contract with. As of an hour or two ago, we still have not gotten a response from them. I can only say that the meeting itself was interested in working with the county government. I can't tell you whether we'll be able to do those things or not. I was at the meeting. I don't have the answer. I called into parking at about 5:30. Again, not heard from that.
Okay. Then the other question I have has to do with some sort of monitor to measure decibels coming from that operation. Does the township have any kind of monitor?
So that I'm not aware of this. Tim, do you have an answer to your question?
They would have to meet all of our statutes, all state statutes and ways, and it would be enforced by the department.
I'm sorry.
It would be enforced by the health department if you have complaints.
But do they have monitors? I mean, a physical thing that they can measure.
They don't have the ability to monitor the noise of your asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Health department stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of make and model it is?
So what we could, I mean, if that's something that you're interested in, what we could do is take your name and we could kind of let Mr. White know that, if that's something he's looking for, right? To go to the health department?
I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
I think other people would too.
If you could just give him your number, then we're more than happy to.
732?
Oh, you don't have to.
I know that in this country, there are some police departments that have taken military equipment for their own city purposes. Has the Scataway taken any equipment from military providers?
The answer is no. Although we will be applying at some point in time for a dump of these trucks, so if there's ever a heavy flood in town, it's one of those high surplus trucks where if you had to evacuate somebody from a heavy flood, that if they ever had a surplus, we probably can have done that. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from the public on this stage?
Dr. John Connors, reside at 10 Seward Avenue, by Randolph Hill School, and have not attended a township council meeting since last year, so happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
And item 18, resolution about the Scataway Community Center project. My question is that, as I recall, years ago, there was a chance for the public to donate and buy a brick for the facility. And my question is, I know at home, I believe I bought two bricks, and other people in town bought bricks. And where does that total money reside?
In the account, and we have a list, and we got your name on.
Great.
Tom, you may very well have been on the initial committee that looked into the project for the year.
Is that right,
Tom? I do not recall.
Okay.
I got a better memory.
You know, they've been around for a while there, Steve. They've been around for a little while.
Any other comments, Mr. Dunn?
Oh, that was it.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
In regard to ordinances, there's always three opportunities for the public to comment on ordinances. It's on the proposed agenda, and there's always two readings, and there's always comment period. There's definitely opportunity for the public to comment on any ordinances, and the ordinance is always provided in the back for your review. Even if there's no prior discussion, there's always going to be three chances for the public to discuss something before it gets approved in 7 years.
I had a new form of topic, I guess, for the garage. I didn't actually get any form of topic, but I didn't have the order me, but apparently there's some more odd language, I guess, in the old word. It was a question asked about, and I believe that's going to be clarified.
Yeah.
I had no idea what. There's undefined language in the ordinance.
Okay, you're still enforcing.
Anyone else? One last comment. One of the public has heard me a comment in the first meeting that basically the council would do nothing our body, especially disagree with the characterization of this governing body. We've done a great job with the budget this year. It's dropping 12%. Tax rate. We've provided a lot of services for the community over the years. And all the economic development we're doing, bringing all these jobs, we've got good paying jobs out there, which are hard to come by, and some of them are manufacturing jobs, which in the state of New Jersey, that's not the norm. We're fixing a lot of the roads throughout the entire town. Most people realize that a lot of these neighborhoods were built back in the 60s and 70s, so their streets are at the end of their lifespan. You know, we have a systematic process working through the engineering department and the public works department of renovating these areas that need to be done. We have one of the best systems going for doing it. We run a lean ship here and provide a lot of services. We have a very good police department here in town. That will offer a lot of programming, which, by the way, we provide assistance to the school district. We have three police officers over there that comes out of our budget, not the Board of Education's budget, and recreation and all the other things. So, it doesn't characterize the governing body that we're not doing anything. For a town that has a AA-plus rating and has sterling comments when Moody's investment or Standard & Poor's, comments about us, and that we've gotten a lot of accolades, national accolades for our community. I respectfully disagree with that comment.
At this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
And one last thing, as an aside note, there was a comment made about the development on Centennial Avenue. Now, most people know that is our revenue corridor and has been our revenue corridor for almost 60 years that helped supplement the homeowners who live here, where the corporations and the companies pick up more of the share of the tax burden and doing the development along that corridor. None of the zoning has changed out there for more than 60 plus years. So everything that's out there is a permitted use. But I would like to mention, though, that Ms. Berger is complaining about overdevelopment. You know, she is a lobbyist for a housing coalition that advocates for housing around the state of New Jersey. And this is not something that she knows, as she knows in the politics of New Jersey about that issue. So, overdevelopment, a big chunk of the state of New Jersey, and the town, our town, and the other towns around the state of New Jersey, is because of her advocacy.
If you have something to say, come say it to my face. Be a man about it. You don't have time. You can use your bully pulpit to disparage people having affordable.
Excuse me. You need to hire a publicist.
I'm not going
to. I cannot.
Our tax money is paying for your publicist.
You're not disagreeing that you all signed a fair share agreement that I had nothing to do with. But if you have something to say, Mr. Mayor, please come say it to my face. That was something. That's your That is your council and your mayor at work. I'm not ashamed of what I do every day.